Jesus meets 10 lepers on the road. Jesus loves them. He tells them to go and show themselves to the priest, for it was the priest who determined if the lepers had been healed. It was the priest who would determine if they could resume a normal life in community. Off they go, and on the way, they realize that they have been healed. 9 continue on with joy to the priest, but 1 turns back to thank Jesus. Now, in some ways, right, the 9, they weren't doing anything wrong. After all, Jesus had told them to go to the priest. But the one who turned back, he was in tune with an even greater call. This one felt so much gratitude, so much thankfulness, so much love for Jesus that he had to walk in that love. In that gratitude, he had to walk in that thankfulness. Gratitude for what God did for him made him turn around and go back and offer thanks. There's the added point that this man was a Samaritan, a foreigner looked down upon by the Jewish people. Samaritans were outsiders, a long history here that we won't get into, but disliked for a long time. Perhaps the story developed as it did comes to us in this way because the Samaritan shows us that Jesus came for everyone, that everyone has within them what might be called the God seed. Margaret Silf, in her book, The Inner Compass, writes of the God seed in everyone, saying, "We began this journey," her book, "we began this journey of exploration by reflecting on who we most truly are at the heart of ourselves, where the God seed is planted. It is here, in the who center, that God's dream is unfolding. Our lives are the space in which that dream takes place, and our gift to God is God's dream fulfilled. We are most truly who we are at the heart of ourselves, where the God seed is planted. The one healed from leprosy who turned back, we might say he was in touch with his God seed. The heart of who he was, the heart of his true reality, his life with God. And being in touch with his true reality and God's role in his life, he walked in love, he walked in gratitude, he went back and he thanked Jesus. He had to go back. It probably didn't even feel like a choice. He was responding to love by walking in love. Take a moment and think about a time when you felt love, so much love, that all you could do without even thinking about it was respond with love. Margaret Silf states that God's dream in our hearts is a tender but all-powerful seed. For generations, members and friends of Holy Comforter have been in touch with the dream of God, the God seed within, calling them to be about God's work in the world. As I look at the footsteps on the floor on the center aisle of our church, I imagine all the people who have walked this aisle in love. I imagine all the people who have walked in love and gratitude, in thankfulness for what God has done in their lives, and we who walk this aisle in love and gratitude. I see the footprints of Jesus in the white there, walking in, walking to us, walking to be with us, to share with us healing, healing and love. There are so many problems in the world. There are so many struggles in our lives. I have to say, without going into details, a lot of the political stuff right now is just really getting to me. It's really hard. These things are real. And today we pray about all that stuff that's going on in the political realm, which is the social realm, which is our lives. And we also remember all those who've died and have been hurt and lost in Hurricane Matthew. We pray about that, we grieve, we pray for healing for those who are hurt. And we pray for those who are suffering because of a personal loss in their lives, the loss of a family member, the loss of friends, or the needed healing that they know their friends or family need. All this is true. And God is with us in this, grieving with us, seeking our healing. Such is our understanding of incarnation, of God with us, in it all with us. On truly challenging days, or on days that maybe are just sort of average, considering what God has done for us in this life, and connecting with that great truth, and connecting with all the things, the ways that God is known to us, this can be a very life-giving spiritual practice and helps us to be grounded in God's love, to feel this, to think about all these things we have to be thankful for. In our culture of always wanting more, being told we need more, giving thanks for life itself, the air we breathe, the sky we see, all of creation, God's gift to every single person. This can be extremely helpful. It seems so basic, but how often do we really do it? It can be very helpful. And giving thanks for specific things and people and experiences in our lives puts us in touch with God, who always desires the best for us. Thanking God for all God has done for us is a religious experience. It's part of who we are as Christians. But as it turns out, there are many studies on the benefits of gratitude unrelated to faith. On the Happier Human website, Happier Human, we read about gratitude. So much is said there. That gratitude helps us to be more relaxed, more resilient, have happier memories, be less materialistic. It increases self-esteem. Being grateful helps us sleep better. It helps us make decisions better. So this goes on and on, even saying gratitude makes us more spiritual, on a website that makes the point of saying it is not religious. This website, as well as many people, suggest keeping a gratitude journal can be helpful. Making a point of being thankful, just, you know, inviting God into this space of seeking a sense of gratitude and thankfulness in a journal can be helpful. Making an entry maybe every day or every week or even once a month could be helpful. Like most aspects of our faith journey, the things we do as Christians, our spiritual practices, do have observable, what might be called, practical daily benefits. But as Christians, we don't say keep a gratitude journal primarily because it helps us do better at work, though it may. We do it because we want to thank God. We do it because we are like the one who turns around and goes back to thank Jesus. We do it to show our gratitude to God because we are connected to God and God to us, in touch with our God seed, or seeking to be more in touch with God. Last Sunday, we talked about faith being about action, and we have that in our lesson again today. The faith that made the man well was the action of showing gratitude, healing him in ways beyond the physical healing he had experienced. God's love draws love from us, and we want to walk in love, and that is healing for us and for our world. Just think about how healing that is right now in our world, for us to walk in love. Being part of a church community helps us do this in many ways, more ways than we can do on our own. Our church supports us in the ministries, the actions we feel called to do, such as we saw earlier, the prayer shawls, prayer shawl knitting, working with our food pantry, helping to educate each other and our children, and so much more. But being part of a church community and supporting the church, it enables so much more to happen than you even know, than you as people here today can even know. So much is happening all the time. Our support for this church made possible what happened here this week. A young adult came to talk with me about doing a program here. He had never heard of the Episcopal Church, right? Never heard of it. There are a lot of people like that out in our world. He grew up Roman Catholic. It's not like he was in some other country practicing Buddhism or something. He was right here. And he was very surprised and delighted to find that we support the LGBT community and have for decades, and that we were in fact the first church in Richmond to go to Pride Fest. He was surprised and delighted to hear about many, many of the things we do here to help other people, the ways we walk in love. And he said, "This happens here at Monument Avenue. I've passed this church so many times over the last 7 years, and it's right here," he said to me. It's hard to express the sense of the Spirit that I had in this encounter, which was such a huge blessing for me, as I hope it was for him. Over a century ago, people turned to Jesus and gave thanks by starting our church, forming this community of love and hope and healing. You've probably received our stewardship first mailing. If you haven't, there are some additional copies of that in the back of the church. It introduces the theme for our fall stewardship campaign. And you might be thinking, that was a great sermon, Hillary. Why can't you stop right there? Right? Why do you have to now talk about the stewardship campaign? Right? It's because the stewardship campaign makes all of this possible, the changing and supporting and healing of lives. So if you haven't looked at it, take a look. Walk in Love is our theme, as it is our diocesan theme this year. And the letter says, "We invite you to hear these words, walk in love, as connection. We invite you to connect with how Jesus Christ walks and moves and does and loves and gives at Holy Comforter. When we connect with Christ, who does so much to make our lives and life and community possible, giving thanks and wanting to support the ministry is a natural response. To continue the good work we do for God through our church, we support the church financially. Please do pray and reflect about all this, about the letter you've received, about the ways you've seen lives changed and helped and healed here. Pray about the difference you're making already, right now and have, here at Holy Comforter, and how God is calling you, calling me, calling all of us to respond. How do we turn around to respond to God's healing love this year? Amen."